Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Leadership That Gets the Job Done podcast, episode number 61. Our Bible passage for this episode is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, which says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." Our quote for this episode is from John F. Kennedy, who said, "Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other." Beloved, in this podcast, we are using three books as our texts. These are all considered college-level books. In fact, I believe these are seminary, graduate school-level books. There's no doubt about it. These are graduate school-level books, and they are used in the best seminaries in the world. First, spiritual leadership, moving people on to God's agenda, by Henry and Richard Blackaby. Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, by John Maxwell. And Organizational and Management Leadership, A Christian Perspective, by Dr. Anita Satterley. Our topic today is part one of chapter one, Introduction to Organizational and Management Leadership, from Organizational and Management Leadership, A Christian Perspective, by Dr. Anita Satterley. She continues, "Management includes the functions of planning, organizing," and I'm going to add this word, "training." Then she says, "leading and controlling human and other resources to achieve goals efficiently and effectively." And this involves discipline as well. Organizational management is a subset of management and is the art of applying general principles of systematic planning and problem solving to skillfully direct and supervise united efforts to meet the organization's goals. In an effort to meet an organization's goals, management uses resources that include people, technology, raw materials, financial capital, and skills. Therefore, the act of managing requires the knowledge and skills necessary for acting upon and understanding the functions of management and how those functions are completed internally and externally within all levels of an organization. The four functions of management. Planning is the development of goals, which leads to the development of an overall strategy for achieving those goals. Planning can be performed at all levels of an organization. Supervisors are planning when a weekly work schedule is put together for hourly staff. Top executives are planning when they define the mission statement of the company and determine how the organization can maintain its competitive advantage. Organizing determines what tasks need to be done, who is to do those tasks, how tasks are to be grouped, and who reports to whom. Leading deals with motivating employees, directing the activities of subordinates, and selecting the most effective forms of communicating across all levels of the organization. Leading also entails resolving conflict, discipline, rebuke, so that you can have order. Being a leader requires an expertise in human behavior in order to understand what motivates others. Controlling and monitoring activities to ensure that they are being accomplished as planned, and correcting any significant differences between a planned result and the actual result. In addition to having expertise in all four of the functions of management, managers also need to understand the roles and duties of individual employees, which are dependent upon the organizational level in which the manager operates. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, Lord, help us to be the servants you want us to be. Help us to be the ministers you want us to be. Help us to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and help us, Lord, to manage well the things you put under our care for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the lifting up of Jesus Christ, for the benefit of as many people as possible. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, here's how you can trust him as your Savior today and be saved from sin, a miserable life, and from hell to heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. So have I. Welcome to the club. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin, and we go to hell. Our soul goes to hell if we never trust Christ as Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on Jesus Christ at some point in your life for your salvation, we're not talking about church membership. We're not talking about shaking the preacher's hand or the right hand of fellowship or even getting baptized. None of those things will save you. Except the fact that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. God does not want you to go to hell. In fact, God did not create hell for you. He created hell for the devil and his angels. That's the bad news. Hell is the bad news. But I have some good news for you, uttered by the same Jesus Christ who told you about hell. Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him, who trusts in Christ, should not perish, that is, in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven with God. All you have to do, dear friend, is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved from going to hell. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you want to be saved today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. I prayed it some 40 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments and your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past and help me to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.